Blog Talk Radio.
To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A, it's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money in the bank.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge it for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule at the
N-G-R-A.
Yes, 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 yes. It is Wednesday. You are now tuned into In the Street with your host, Street. Yes, I am back like Crook Crack. If you're looking for me, you miss me. Here I am, baby. Like the record say. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, world? How's everybody doing out there? What's up, Pro Stock? How you feeling?
What's good with your doctor? What's good with your doctor?
Ooh. Sound like you were one of the holes, baby. That was a deep echo. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm holding on. Holding strong, baby. You know how we do it. We keep on going on. Goddamn, it's Wednesday. You said, Street, what you doing, man? You going to do the show today? I'm out here. We outside, baby. We outside. And that's all I can ask for. Another day above ground. Be outside, we can talk about it. Gotta do what we gotta do. Today's hot topic, because I've been doing some soul searching. You know, and I'm guilty of doing this shit a lot too. Letting people get under my skin. You know. This thing is I wouldn't say, you know, not the personal, but just letting somebody get you to push that fucking button. Because I pushed the fucking button the other day, and I didn't mean to push the fucking button, but I pushed the fucking button because somebody got under my skin. That old rotten ass damn, I ain't going to mention his name, but he ain't shit. Just know that. It's one of your people, too. But, no versus self, goddammit. The 22nd and 23rd, March 22nd, 23rd. How this thing on the mat right now. The following week, Giganto show, the Brawl 4-0. What is that, the 27th? I want to get these dates mixed up. Is that the 30th and the 29th? But anyway, yeah, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But you guys know what the hell I'm talking about. You know what dates I'm talking about. They right behind each other. I know North versus South is the 23rd and the 22nd. The 22nd and 23rd, I'm sorry. I'm a little dyslexic. And I know that the following week is the Brawl for it all. Shit, I'm going to try to be at both of these things, man. I'm going to try to be at both of them. I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to try to make it work. But yeah, back to my topic again anyway. Thin skin. You have to have thick skin to be in this game. Is that true, or is that just a false narrative that we just put out there because we just like to talk shit? Do you really have to have thick skin to be in this game? Or is it just something that we just say, you know, just so we can talk shit to the other guys? I don't know. What do you think about that, Joe? Do you have to have thick skin to be in this game? Guess not. Yeah. So anyway, thick skin. You need thick skin to be in this game. Yes or no. Who up here? Achilles. You need thick skin to be in the Grinch game?
Absolutely.
You want to tell me why?
It's not a game for the weak-minded or the soul.
If
you can't handle the trash talk, it's not for you. It's kind of simple.
I mean, but, you know, I don't know if you see it, like, you know, how I see it. Some of the guys up there, you know, they be having easy lock-ins, man. I see the guy say, hey, what's up, buddy? You want to race? And the guy says, sure, one day. And then it's locked. I mean, I've seen that happen, but then I've also seen, hey, you punk so-and-so, I'll do this to you, I'll do that. And they drag out for a couple months. And then later on, we might see a race. I'm just saying, that do we really need all the trash talking? Or could it be just so simple and we just make it hard?
I think it's a mix of both. I mean, it can be simple, but it don't have to be simple.
Man, this is the Grudge Racing is the greatest show on earth, period, hands down. And what makes it so great that people would lie to be a part of it? I'm talking about lie. Those people who are talking about, yeah, it's locked in until they find out they locked in some shit they didn't want to lock in, and they lied. Okay, I lied. It's not locked in no more because I found out some shit. But besides that, people lie to say they grudge racing, man. They be at the tracks and, oh, we going to grudge racing. It's for $10,000, and they're going to do it. And I remember one, if you heard that one, that announcer said they're going to do a match race. He said, no, it's a grudge. I don't know if you remember that or not, but this is the greatest show on earth, and what makes it the greatest show on earth is the spectacular, the trash talk, the cleverness. When you do it clever, ain't nothing better than it. I mean, you trash talk like, oh, I'm going to kill you and rape you. Not rape, but that's a bad word. Don't even want to play about that. But, you know, I'm going to do something to you, and I'm going to hurt you, and I'm going to spray you, and all those kind of talking. That's something else. That ain't nothing to do with grudge talk. But when a dude tell you that he going to, what Tony Bond say? He said, I wasn't going to the track this week because I was going to the man's funeral. But fuck it, you don't make me mad. I'm going to go to the man's funeral next time, and don't fuck your ass up this week. When you say some shit like that, it's the greatest show on earth. Nah, trash talk got to be here, man. But the real trash talk, not shit talk, is different from trash talk. Just my 2 cents.
All right, so look. All right, so what about this? Right, I seen this not too long ago at in the street. Right, we were at the street, and the guy he whipped his ass, right, and the other dude went to the trunk, and he brought out some flowers and some candles, and they had a funeral service for the man right there at the goddamn starting line. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm saying that's what's so crazy about that. That's why it's the greatest show on earth. It don't get no better than that. You can't see that, and NHRA don't got that, PDRA don't got that, and any other A's and B's and C's and whatever else. The only thing that we're missing, we don't have a bunch of A's at the end of our name or association of some kind, so we could be making that kind of money. But, yo, it's crazy. We got the best show and make the less money. Ain't that crazy?
So basically, what I'm getting from you and Mr. Achilles up here is that it's more entertaining for you guys to for the crowd to put on the show for the crowd is more entertaining, huh? If that was going on. Because at the end of the day, like, I see a lot of guys hooping and hollering. I see there's a whole bunch of posts being made. Now, it's not racist season yet, so I'm not going to get deep into it. It's not racist season yet, so I'm going to spare, you know, everybody. But they're
now, ho. Trigger Man just had his show down there in Darlington, and they was getting after it. So I don't know what racist season you're talking about, but in South Carolina, it's racist season.
Yeah, that's South Carolina, but up north, we not racing yet. Come on now,
let me remind you, you're going out nationwide. This ain't no local show; it's a national show. All right.
Yeah. I understand that. But at the end of the day, some guys are racing now, but some guys aren't racing yet. And there's a lot of call outs. There's a lot of tapping of the shoulders, and we're going to see. Like,
join the meeting.
Yeah, we're going to see what the hell is going on. We're going to see who's capping and who's not. That's the best way to put it. We're going to see who's capping and who's not. Because there's definitely a lot of – and 2024 season looks like it's going to be very promising for the racing and the grudge. And hopefully we'll be able to capitalize on, you know, the movement. But I want to know, does it take thick skin to be in this game? Or do we just make it harder than it really is? What you think about it, Underdog? No, act like you don't hear me.
His TV too loud.
Oh. I got you, motherfucker.
No,
I got you. I got you.
Don't let me get under your skin. That's all I'm saying.
I know who you live
That's all I'm saying.
FedEx. That's all I'm going to say. FedEx.
Mm-mm.
Oh, all right. Being as though he don't want to talk to me, we not going to talk to him no more. You too. And you know who I'm talking to. God damn it.
You shouldn't have hung up on me earlier. Fuck you. Yeah.
That sounded like that was personal, didn't it? Listen, that's not racist.
OG challenge. Stand down.
That's not
OG
racist.
Stand
personal,
down.
Man. Again, I want to say hello to everybody on here, man. Who's up here? Crystal, how you doing, Crystal? Achilles, how you doing, sir? Is that Mr. Walter, man? Mr. Walter, man, how you doing? And for the underdog, you get the middle finger, but... Anyway, I don't know who's on the Facebook side, but hello, shout out to you two, you guys too, whoever's up there.
What's up, Jones?
Oh shit!
What's up, dog?
What's going on, homie?
So yeah, you could ask him what's going on. Answer the damn question, man. Do you need thick skin to be in this damn game, or is it just something we say because we like to talk shit?
I mean, it depends who want to talk shit. Yeah, you need some kind of thick skin in this shit, though. Not be personal with it, though, but you do need to be, you know. It's going to be some trash talking regardless in grudge race. Unless you want to be a class race, streets.
Boy, always throwing shots, man. Always throwing shots, I tell you. I guess whatever you want to say, Underdog, your opinion counts today, but not tomorrow, motherfucker.
You asked me. Patty Keck says, hey, Sherry Tucker from the Facebook side says, hey, and Jeffrey Four.
Uh-oh. What'd he say? Did we just blank out? Can y'all hear me?
We good, yeah.
Oh, okay. So why you stopped then? That's why I was like, I asked you what he say.
Oh, they just said what's up.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Hey, man. I don't. Everybody's voice counts in this motherfucker. Everybody's voice counts. Hey, Vena, how you doing, girl? Since she said I don't speak to her. Gave her a special shout out today. You get a special shout out. Get that baby out your ass now. Get that baby out there.
I'm hungry as shit right now.
Oh shit. Well, y'all send us some goddamn DoorDash now. Y'all know Vina send us some DoorDash. Don't act like it's been with her. You gonna do a GoFundMe for the eat? Goddamn. How much you trying to eat?
I don't know.
You trying to get fed for the rest of the month. You talking about a GoFundMe. I told somebody to DoorDash you some goddamn food. You want them to send you a whole goddamn meal plan. We ain't doing that, Davina. We ain't doing that today. Not today. But yeah, man. I'm anxious, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm very anxious for this racing season to start. I want to see some of this good racing. I heard my man Racing Jason, he went from big tires to small tires. I want to see that. He has a couple races locked in. I want to see the damn underdog get it in. He been talking a whole bunch of shit this off season. Matter of fact, the race I want to see is Underdog and Boost Doctor. They've been talking shit behind the scenes, man. I wish you guys could hear some of these fucking phone calls that we've been having, man. Somebody been told somebody they're going to go night-night and all kind of shit. So that rivalry is building up. I just want y'all guys to know. Boost Doctor and the Underdog cars building up that new Trans Am or whatever that is, a Firebird that Boost Doctor got with the damn turbo. A goddamn Underdog. We're going to see a good race pretty soon. As soon as they get it together. They on the back lines, y'all. But that shit is rough. But what races you guys want to see that's coming up, that's locked in? Who's up here? I seen some new guys up here. Who else? Oh, Mr. Kenneth. Oh, goddamn it. That's my boy. Kenneth, what race you want to see that's locked in, that's coming up?
Let me get back with the streets. I'm in this traffic over here.
Don't be playing in no traffic. I want to see, another car I want to see this year. I want to see that goddamn Magneto. I want to see Mr. Timmy getting the tank this year.
And Black, Larry T and Mass Traction have done a great job in getting that track together this year. Larry has pulled out all the stops and pulled a rabbit out the hat because you got to do it twice as hard and twice as good to be just as good. Anyway, aside from that political commentary, they're getting that shit together up there, and we're gonna be able to get some of the fast cars who had, whether you want, depending on who you with, legitimate or I guess excuses, reasons not to come, whichever, depending on who you're talking to. But the excuses are gone because Mass Traction, Brandon said he did that thing as smooth as a baby's ass. It's going to be sticky as, what can I say that's not, what's a real sticky? Lollipops, whatever. Okay, whatever. Oh, see, you dirty. You ain't had to be like that, man. Listen, everybody got a right to have their track. They need a track here. I might be wearing a new hairdo next year. I might be going bald. I need to get a vote on that. So I'm gonna go like Sam Jackson and shit. But anyway, they got the track wide. I'm not fucking with you, dude. They got the track widened and smooth and redid. It's all concrete, new stadium. So Larry T's has got it going on this year, man. And this year, Lions, Tigers, and Bears, we're gonna have some brand new shit for you. We already talked about it today, man, and some shit. I ain't going to say nothing yet because it ain't official, but you got to talk to everybody first. But I'll try to getting this shit together, man, to bring out some shit. So, and just like we bought the fire with Lions, Tigers, and Bears and brought the fucking noise to the DMV after the greats like Larry T in his prime time and Carlos Wells and Magnum, and they prime time, Monster Jones was prime time, and a few others, Deion Kennedy, whoever, Wickenburg, yes, all of them. And they filled the DMV up, and Tater and Team Solo and Ray Ray and even Long Island Joe and everybody that was there with it the first time
Lance, and I don't want to leave nobody out right now because I'm scared. If I leave somebody out, they're going to say, motherfucker, why you ain't call my name? And Carlos Wells and Deion Kennedy and Tommy Ass with the bikes. And who the fuck else was that? Now, Lance Armstrong and Travis Harvey was there, and Long Island Joe, I said his name. And, you know, Team Solo, Underdog, shit. I know he would have said that shit. Underdog, 6 times. He was one of the first members. Matter of fact, me, him, and Taylor was the ones on the phone when we came up with that whole thing, you know. Taylor in the lead, of course. But it was all three of our ideas. We came up with it together. But Taylor in the lead one more time. So the motherfuckers going to be saying, hey, he said something different. Fuck you, you dumb bitch. You ain't come no way. Anyway, excuse my rant. But back to the future.
Oh.
What? I didn't Noomsy, I'm sorry. My brother Noomsy, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean that. I really did, but I got to say it. I didn't mean that. But anyway, so, but for real, fuck whoever say I said something different than what I just said. Anyway, so the point is, Larry T. Custom Tees. And the biggest show we ever had, we made almost $200,000 that weekend, and we split that down. Almost $200,000. And everybody went home happy. Ain't nobody cried. They ain't had enough. Nobody cried about that. You know why? Because it was plenty for everybody. But the biggest show had the most promoters. That's all I'm saying. I ain't going to say no more. If you can't figure out one-on-one from that motherfucker, if you don't know what that equals, then you know what? I'm talking above your pay grade. Mother,
brother. That was a lot of zeros. You're 100,000.
My brother,
200,000. What?
My brother.
Shit. Where you live at?
No. Listen, it was 10 groups, and we all split that down. Everybody was happy. Larry T was happy with what he got. All the people that on the staff that worked that weekend was happy with what they got. You know, we had one or two little. Misunderstanding, but it was all good. I'm just messing. Everybody went home happy, though. Would you say so, Underdog? You second me on that?
Oh, shit. You can't, yo, listen.
Roy, the person that speaks first lose. No, I'm going to wait till he answers. And please, you wait, too. Don't do that. Don't make a joke out of it. It's serious. No, my brother ain't gonna leave me hanging. Oh. I said we made almost 200,000. Is that true or no? Just a yes or no. If I'm lying, say I'm lying.
You, motherfucker.
You?
Oh, I was on the phone talking, man. What did you say, man? Say it again.
I feel bad now. No, I just said that we made the most money. You said what now?
No, I said it all over again. I didn't hear you.
I said we made the most money. The 10 of us, I named all the people. I ain't going to do it again. But you know all the people that was there, and I said we made almost 200,000 for Lions, Tigers, and Bears, and that is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, everybody went home happy with their money.
Well, yeah, but what the hell they got to do with
that? No, I was just doing. I was telling everybody to do the math. We were talking about. I don't know how the hell we got over there, but whatever it was, I was just talking about how. We talking about what we're looking forward to, and I was talking about Larry T's this track and how he took Lions, Tigers, and Bears and grew up from there, and how it was so big because the 10 of us was there. We made almost 200,000. Me and you and Taylor was on the phone scheming it up. When we came up with it, because we was telling him we were doing something, and he said he was doing something else, and we said, okay, we're gonna come in yours. We're gonna give it a new name. It'll be a different one, and Taylor would take the lead because this is his home track. Is that true too?
Yeah.
We all agreeing on that? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I thought you had heard me, and I was waiting for you to speak up, and I said, this motherfucker leave me out here like this on this bullshit? God damn.
I got a conversation where everybody was so quiet, and then you were like, that's why I came off the mute. But I wasn't paying y'all motherfuckers no attention. I'm going to phone my own by the time I was on the phone with Lash, man.
Nah, man, I was talking to you directly. I was telling a story. I just asked you for you to give
my
me a,
bad.
You know, give
my
me
bad.
An amen real quick, you know. So I was going to keep with my story, but then it became something because you didn't answer me. And so it's like, this motherfucker, see, everybody got me sitting here like I'm lying or something. What the fuck? It's all good.
I know. It's all good. You can't be asking him no question because that motherfucker, you know he went to school in South Carolina.
I went to school in your damn house, you dickhead bitch.
God damn. All right. You know what? I'm gonna leave that one alone.
You already know how we go now. Don't start. Go back to your goddamn weak ass show and leave me the hell alone.
Woo! I know where you live at too. FedEx, bitch. Go back on mute. That's it. Go back on mute. Yeah, so we looking forward to Larry T's custom T's and a new makeover. Mass Traction has provided. We definitely looking forward to that. And what else are we looking forward to 2024? Hey, driver, that's you? We were trying to make sure that's you. That's you, driver?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what's up, man. How you doing? You all right?
Chilling, riding dirty.
Oh, shit. All right, so let me ask you, being as though you're new to come up here, what races are you looking forward to for the 2024 season? What locked-in races are you looking forward to seeing?
What's locked in?
Shit, how you don't know? You ain't been keeping up, man. I thought you was driving. Okay. They said you know everything. You know the overseer of this shit.
I'm going to put it to you like this. This year, and until the race get off, I don't consider it locked in, man. I just seen one today get canceled for March the 30th out the back door. So, you know, like I said, it's...
So
you know,
saying the verbal agreement, what you're saying is a verbal agreement you don't consider as a lock-in.
I mean, I'm putting it like this. If me and you had a verbal agreement, we locked in. Because me and you two grown men, that's how it is.
Okay.
That's like two grown men? Yes, I do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But the problem is that's what we really don't have no more. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you on that.
There's no honesty, you know, with this game no more. It's like, you know what? I'ma just pull out. You know, it ain't like getting no little ass, just pull out when you want to. You know what I'm saying? But the sad part about it is it's like even with the lock-ins, it's really you can't count on the race because some people, I think some people just lock in. They got some free coins or something, you know, that they just willing to give away because.
That's what Joe Basie talking about. How can, you know what I mean, you change the game back to like it used to be. So if you know a man's word ain't good, what you do? Don't fuck with them? I mean, how you do that?
I mean, you stay, you know, I'm telling you, we talked about this last year. You just stay away from, but you know what people keep doing? They keep running right back to the fire and sticking their hand in it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If me and you don't get along or whatever, or if I realize, like, I watch you race and stuff like that and I see that you got a lot of BS with you, you know, even though you might not have it with me, I'd rather not try my hand. If I'm going to try my hand, I'm going to try my hand at the racetrack. Now, I don't know why I'm not like that. I'd just rather catch you at the track. Therefore, whatever's going to be, it's gonna be that way that day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Because there are a lot of these guys, you know, just like they're talking about thick skin. You know, it really don't take no skin because, like I said, it all depends on who you're dealing with.
True that.
You know what I'm saying? There's groups of people and that, man, like I said, back in the day when you know, Sniper was running up and down the road playing the simple. Hey, it was all over the place, and it wasn't about that. You know, and them guys, man, hey, you want to do this? Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Their word was their bond and things like that. But see, now like I said, it's a total different breed.
It's a different generation. It's more the younger generation coming in, not really respecting the OG generation.
Exactly, and that goes back to knowing who you're dealing with, plain and simple. And if you want, if you want to play ping pong, go over there and play ping pong with them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to play ping pong. I'm trying to race. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it ain't nothing wrong with putting up. Like I said, if I got to put up a couple of dollars, that's fine. Depends on where you're coming from. That's no problem.
Oh, yeah.
And I can understand that, but I know for a fact that when you get here, not unless you point blank break something or whatever, we going through there. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's what I was telling Joe, like, and he was hollering about the $500. I'm like, I don't mind running for $500 if I'm already on the property, but if I got to drive 6-7 hours, it don't works out for me to do that.
The math don't add up.
Yeah. Now, if I'm there and we figure something out, I'm already on the property, then that's something different. It ain't costing me nothing. I'm already there.
If you want to run me for $500 and you know I'm going to be at the race, don't talk to me until I get there.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
That sounds about right. So basically what you said is if you know you want to race a mud hubba, I'm not going to curse today. I'm trying to keep my motherfuckers to a minimum, motherfuckers. But yeah, if you trying to race some motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, and you know he going to be at the track, you don't pop no shit to him. You wait till you get to the track, you know, both of y'all on the property and say, hey, you want to try something for this 500? Is that what you're saying?
That person gonna say, you know what, man, I'm already here. Shit, why not? Let's get it on.
So basically, you thinking they popping the shit just for the internet or what?
You know what they popping the shit for?
Oh.
You know they, like I said, it's the internet. And then, like I said, it's not the internet that ruins things; it's people that ruins things. Because just because the internet here don't mean you got to use it.
Good
report. And I listen to a lot of these cats, man, when they go on these live feeds and stuff like that, and I sit back and I listen to them and this and that and this and that. I'm like, for what? I mean, like I said, if you're going to race, you're going to race. It's plain and simple. Like I said, if I know you're going to be there, ain't no use me and you talking on no live feed. I know you're going to be there. So once again, when I pull through that gate and I see you, hey, once I know, all right, it's time for me to get you locked in. If we don't lock in right then and there, then you really didn't want to race. Neither one of us wanted to race.
You're right. Mm. That's interesting. Very interesting.
He said some good shit right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I could dig it.
If it would run that smooth, it'd be all right. But it's hard for it to run that smooth what he's talking about.
You said a magic word. If it was that smooth, but like I said, me and you know you've been around it for a long time. And you know who you can deal with to make it run that smooth.
You're right, Driver. I was telling ProStar that, too. I said, like, back in the day, like, when it wasn't no DP, man, if I know your word was good, you'll hold your money, I'll hold my money, and it wouldn't be no confusion. But now, you got to have a DP, man.
I mean, like I said, we ran a couple of times before we really put the car up and bought a new car. And like I said, it still was that way. You know, we, like I said, your word is your word, and that's where we ran Thunder Ghost many times. And like I said, back when we used to run him, like you said, we didn't have to have no DP, man. Paul Blake, what are we running for? You know,
right.
You got your mind, let's get it on. See
I've
you in
a situation like that, though.
Nah, not now, because like I said, there's so many games being played and shit like that. And then, like I said, the sad part about it is, you know, have these guys that smear people in the pot, and like I said, the one that got $5 in the pot, he the most angriest motherfucker in the world.
Exactly.
You know, I'll tell him in a minute, I didn't race you, I raced the owner of the car. So anything got to do with this car between me and the owner. You know, you got to deal with that man, but your $5, not me.
You're right.
And that's the thing now. It's like I said, even with my buddy, like I said, I don't get in the middle of his debates and stuff like that. I mean, hey, whatever he said we're going for, that's what we're going for. We get it up, and that's that. And whatever happens, he deals with that.
Yeah, you're right. Good report.
We need
more of them in the game like you. then shit'll run more smooth.
It's not gonna run smooth, man. We go always have these bumps in the road, but that's what make us, motherfucker. Because if everything was smooth, then you know it wouldn't be entertaining. You know, I can dig the trash talking to a limitation. You know what I'm saying? Like depending on who it is. Like, people who actually know how to talk a little bit of shit, guys like Tony Wright and Trigger Man, them dudes, they be talking some, you know, racing shit. You know, I never heard these guys get personal saying, you know, oh, you your wife is a this, and, you know, you can suck my, you know, I ain't never heard none of that kind of language come from them dudes. But, you know, that's entertaining. That's entertainment for me. Don't invite nobody to your genitals and all that other crazy stuff. No. That's not entertaining.
I mean, they make it race butt funny. And like I said, you know, back when we was really out there, it was like, man, we, you know, you were trying to do something. And it was just basically, you know, hey, we're going heads up because the caliber car that it was. And it's like, what you know, how much you want to do it for? And that's it. And it was no trash talk. It was just point blank. Hey, and heads up, who holding the money? If not, we're going to hold our own money, and, hey, what time are we going to be in the lanes, and let's ride. That's it. You know, we didn't have the trash. Like I said, it depends on what level you racing on. It depends on the trash talk.
So you saying, hold up. Oh, hold on. That now you cooking with oil now, goddamn. We going to talk about it now. So basically you saying the higher up you go, the less trash talking there is. So you say the trash talk is just thought from the bottom? Is that what you're saying?
I'm gonna put it to you like this. DC Sniper and the caliber car that we ran, we didn't have to go through all of that shit talking. Plain and simple. We would call on the phone or whatever, check see what's happening, check see if they're gonna be there. If it's not on the phone, if we catch them on the premises, my man, which is the owner, will go over there and say, or send a drive over there and see what they want to do and see what they want to run for and, hey, get the time together, get the lane together, whatever, and let's do it. That's it. I mean, it's like a lot of them, man, I think a lot of this trash talking there just for entertainment. You know, people want to be seen, but, you know, like I said, you go back to Tony Wright and Trigger Man them and Tony Bynes. It was all fun. They made a joke about when they trash talk. You know what I'm saying? It ended up being a joke. I mean, these guys now, man, that calling people bees and suck your wee-wee and stuff like that. And, you know, if you're a girly boy, you're a girly boy. You know what I'm saying? And all that crap. But don't nobody need to hear all that, man. I mean, because once again, man, you got your kids in the stage lane. You got your women walking through the stage lane and stuff like that. I mean, it's unnecessary. It really is. So if that's what it's going to be when it starts, what is it going to be at the end if there's a discrepancy?
Yeah, well, I guess. Well, we're going to have to. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to come up with some kind of solution, you know, to get these bad apples, to weed these bad apples out, you know, and not deal with them, you know.
Don't
because,
pay attention to them.
Again, we all say that. And then when those live fees go up, the numbers be up there, baby. 300K. I'd be like, God damn.
But see, it's 300K of negativity. And that's what you got to understand, 300K of negativity. My whole thing, and that's like I said, it goes right back to it. If you know it's a fire, you going in the fire, you going out the fire. If you know this person got bullshit with them and they know they have bullshit with them, why race them? You know, it's like you asking for it. That's what you're doing. You're asking for it.
I know one motherfucker that's fire. And I'm going to race his ass, goddamn it. I ain't going to say no name. They know who the fuck I'm talking about. That's it.
But see, that with that situation, you got a point to prove. And like I said, you're going to go in there and you plan on knocking the shovel in the dirt, and you plan on keeping it moving. That's what you plan on doing.
Put my hand right in the fire and light my spliff.
You know, sometimes it just ain't, it ain't worth it, man. It really ain't. I know a whole bunch of races that I see and I listen to, and I'm like, shit, man, that talk ain't even working, man. Like I said, I watched once again, Wickenburg and Mark Hayes. All that talk, this, and that. Now, Dave Wickenburg said he's not going to race the man. You know?
Why Wickenburg not going to race him?
And he backed out on the race. Talking about the only way he'll race him is up Calvin Raceway on a Friday night or at the beach on a Friday night. Well, you know, I hate to say it. Those supposed to be two worldly men. So realistically, honestly, Wickenburg owes that man a DP. But if he's a real man, he'll stand up and pay that man. But if you don't pay that man his DP, then he's not a real man.
Yeah, see, I'm not too fond of the situation. I know they were supposed to race. I seen some live feed or whatever they were supposed to race. I didn't know that, you know, somebody backed out of that race.
Oh, yeah, he backed out today.
Oh, wow. Hey, man, that's the hero. That's the DMV hero. You can't talk about him like that. He wins even if he loses.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is, I some of these races, I think when they lock, they lock. And if it's two men verbally, that's two men verbally. But leave it alone. Wait for race day. But when you want to go on each other and draw pictures of each other and flip each other upside down and all that, eventually, man, that's what, you know, a lot of time, that's why a lot of these races end up not happening.
I believe in the flipping of the pictures. That's not bad. I don't think that's bad at all. I believe that's the competition spirit. I mean, you're supposed to want to flip a motherfucker upside down. So I would say that's not bad. iPhone who just joined. What's up? Talk to us. Come off the mute. Talk to us. Say hello. iPhone that just joined.
What up?
Who that? Mark?
Bob.
Yeah.
What's going on, Mark? How you feeling, though?
Chilling, slow motion.
Okay. Yeah, driver. So, what are some of the ways you say ignore them? Can't ignore them, motherfuckers. They're everywhere. They goddamn trolls. That's what we think. They're fucking trolls. So, at the end of the day, that's what they do. They attention seek. So, you can't not see them motherfuckers or not pay them any attention because they're everywhere.
Well, it goes, like I said, the main thing goes back to when you categorize what type of or what level you at. And that's where it goes at because, you know, I mean, we don't, you know, once again, we don't get into all that stuff. It's just not necessary. If you want to run, let's run. Let's just sit the steps and let's ride. That's all.
So basically you saying that people were – so – this is what's missing from the game. Your word, people word is not, they're not keeping their word now. You know, they cross the line in trash talking. And they like to renege when they don't put up that DP money.
I mean, you've seen it all. You've seen it all.
So,
you know,
do you know the
sad part about it is? They'll go right back to that same person that they had shit with. You just had a bunch of shit with this person, and you go right back with them and lock them in again. Man, I don't even got
That doesn't mean one person want to race, really.
I'm going to tell you, some people just love getting smacked in the face with a shit pie. You give me one, but I'm done. I don't have no point to prove to you. You know how many times I did it as a race? You just won. I'm not going to keep going through that stuff because you know what? Eventually something going to happen in person and something that's going to happen in person ain't going to be what you don't want.
Well, hopefully it never gets to that level with any one of you guys because we don't need none of that negativity in the grudge game right now. We don't need that.
When we say we don't need nothing, we got to understand that. Look what we got. Look what we got fueling the fire. We got alcohol and dope. So you tell me. You tell me. When is a person most energetic when they drunk? Come on now, we see it all the time. We see it. I know you're saying you don't. I know you're closing your eyes. You see it.
Yeah, well,
you know, once again, you know, when
the
alcohol.
I mean, well, again, we all are grown. We should know our levels, and we should all be able to behave ourselves when we are inside of the track, because the track is a family environment. We have our kids there, our wives. Some of us have our mothers and our sisters there. So, I mean, that we should all be on our best behavior at the track. I mean, the trash talking, yeah, but anything past that, no, come on, man. We all should know, you know, our limitations. That's it, basically. And if you can't control yourself as a grown-ass man in the damn track, you need to stay the fuck home. That's just point-blank, period.
I mean,
you got a problem with a motherfucker, and you know he going to be there, then you should know how to control your motherfucking self in public and be cordial. Or stay the fuck away from that person. Because we don't need that kind
of guy. That just built a brand new car, and like you said, I want to raise A, B, C, or D. I said, you all by yourself, too. And he asked me why. I said, because it's nothing but fucking bullshit. Nothing but bullshit. Everybody you mentioned is nothing but bullshit. Why you want to run there? It's his car. I won't be there when he runs. I won't have nothing to do with it.
You should be there. Why wouldn't you be there? If that's your friend and he going to race, you should be right there with him.
Because if I tell you it's bullshit to begin with, take my word for it's bullshit.
So what are we looking forward to in 2024, driver? That's it. I want to hear what you looking
forward
to. I'm going
to tell you like I told Cliff. It's going to be a fucked up 2024.
Damn. All right. I'll accept that one from you. And I'll come back to you later. You go tell me why. Hey, Paul.
What's going on?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm making it, man. How you make it out?
I can't complain. I was asking, right? We've been asking. I'm going to ask you two questions, right? This about the thick skin. You know, you got to have thick skin, or is that just the excuse we use if we talk shit, right? That's one, right? And then the second, what is the race you're looking forward to seeing in 2024? That's locked in, you know, one of the two races that's going down in March, or three races that's going down in March.
Which one you want first?
In your order.
Well, as far as the, you know, the trash talking and thick skin stuff, ain't much you can do on that because everybody's different, you know? And the problem is, though, it does get out of hand. And a lot of that is because people let it get out of hand. You know, they're too busy enjoying the arguing and the possible of everybody getting maybe to a fight to try to slow it down before it gets to that point. And if they was to pay more attention to, like, keeping it racing when they start to stray, I think a lot more things will happen. Now, as far as the races for this coming up, I would hope to see Mark Jackson, you know, in that Zeus race, but I don't think that's going to happen. But, other than that, I really don't know because
the Mark Jackson and Zeus race, that's not going to happen?
This is my opinion. I'm not so sure that, you know, it's going to happen. I can't say who's not going to go. But, you know, I'm skeptical about races now anyway because I watch too many DPs pass hands, and a lot of people just do a lot of talking. And, you know, especially in winter, these races take too long. You know, if you got 3 to 4 months to wait for a race, you know, I mean, a lot of times people just do it just to have something to do. If they're serious about racing, you lock up a deposit, you're going to be at the track next week. And to me, when you got to do a marathon deposit, wait months to go do it, yeah, I get skeptical about it. But like I said, that is just me, my opinion.
Yo, I heard you almost ready, too. When you coming out?
Well, I mean, I'm I don't know. I mean, I was going to try to make it to Gallant, but I got to see because the weather has been cooperating with me.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't. But I mean, I would do it. I mean, just to mess around because I kind of convinced myself that the big money races ain't going to happen. So I might as well just go out there and fool around. You know, if it's for $2,000, I'll try that. But anything more than that, I don't see happening.
Oh, so you looking for the bag. That's why you haven't been out.
No. See, that's the problem. It's not like I'm looking for the bag. And I try to explain to people that, you know, for me, like I started racing in like the early 80s. You know, a friend of mine got me into it. And once I got out there, you know, my first bet was $55. Now, you can laugh at it, but when you're 17 and you win $55, it goes to your head. So from there, I started gambling. So when I built my car, and I said, you know, after putting all this money into it, we're talking 1986 now, you know, probably before he was born, I was betting $1,000 a race. So for me to go out there at this stage of the game, I'm a long way from 17. You know, betting $1,000, $2,000, you know, just I was a little past that. Plus, the car I built back then was like a $15,000 car. The one I got now is much more than that. So to race for, you know, $2,000, believe me, between the cost of the travel, the gas, tires, I'm just breaking even. You know, and I mean, yeah, I know there's a fun aspect to it, but I'll be honest with you, man, I was always in it for the money. So that's the story.
All right. So do you have a hit list there? You got anybody on your list that you're looking for?
No, I'm not that fast. 2024?
You're not
that
fast. You're not that fast.
No, I'm not that fast. And on top of that, the way I look at it, I grew up in a grudge racing game where you can race anybody. You just got to negotiate it. So depending on who's out there that wants to run, if they will negotiate and make the race right, I'll do it. I'll try. You know, I got a naturally aspirated small block. You know, and I'm not, as long as they want to do something for me, or if they got one like mine, we can work something out. But I'm not, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and act like I got a real fast car and I can point fingers and say, let's go. Because that's not the case.
Okay. Understandable. All right. I feel you on that one. All right, Paul. Well, we'll come back to you in a minute because we will see who got a naturally aspirated small block that might want to do something. You're not gonna be at North versus South, right? You said you ain't gonna make it, right?
I'm not sure. I mean, I gotta see. I was doing stuff to my car, but if I get it finished and you know I can make it, I mean I might come down because. You know, then like I said, I just play around with the car. I mean, I'm not going to look to go down there and become king. You know, if I can get a race, win, or lose, whatever, just to see what it's going to do, I might do that.
Okay. All right. Not a problem, sir. Not a problem.
All right.
Not a problem. Yo, oh, man, somebody, I'm going to read it. I got a text. Somebody said bullshit. They just text me. They said, "Oh, that's some bullshit, man. You just said some bullshit." But I'm gonna let you slide with that.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. Well, in all fairness, maybe you should reveal who said that.
I'm not gonna reveal my sources, man. I can't do that.
Sources.
A good reporter can't reveal his sources.
Why would you put it out there?
Nah, I haven't put it out there. That was
you know, in a sense, you're clowning me, but you won't say who said it.
Hey, Streets, you might be stopping a potential race.
I mean, at the end of the day.
Said I could be stopping a potential race?
Depending on who it is.
Let me see if he's still there. Oh, yeah, he's still here. Oh, God damn it. Well, I'm going to put it out there. The goddamn underdog said that shit. He said bullshit.
Who is that? I don't think I know. Who is he?
What's today's topic, man?
Oh, today's topic, we was talking about, he's up here. He gonna say something in a second. We was talking about